disgraced Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein has reached a tentative settlement of $25 million with dozens of women who've accused him of sexual misconduct, according to media reports in the US. It's claimed that as part of the deal, Weinstein would not have to admit any wrongdoing and would not have to pay any of the money himself, with his company's insurers paying the bill. Our Washington correspondent Brian O'Donovan tells us more.
Details of this settlement were first reported by the New York Times and have since been picked up by other US media. Now, according to these reports, more than 30 actresses and former Weinstein employees who have accused him of sexual misconduct would share this $25 million payout. Other potential claimants could join in the coming months. The money would not be paid out by Harvey Weinstein personally, but rather it would come from insurance companies representing his movie studio, which is currently going through bankruptcy proceedings. Now, it's understood this would all be part of an overall $47 million settlement designed to close out all of the company's obligations. The deal would not require Harvey Weinstein to admit any wrongdoing. At the moment, it has preliminary approval from most of the parties involved, but it would require final sign-off from all parties and would have to be approved in court. Now, the finer details of the settlement, we understand, are still being worked out. Some of the money would go to cover Harvey Weinstein's own legal costs. Another chunk of the money would be split between 18 alleged victims, with each payout capped at $500,000. A further pot of money would be set aside for other accusers, including any future claimants, with the courts deciding how much should be paid out in each case. Harvey Weinstein has been accused of sexual misconduct by more than 70 women. His accusers include women from Ireland, Britain, Canada, and the US. Also among his alleged victims are some of Hollywood's biggest names, like Gwyneth Paltrow and Angelina Jolie, but it's understood that they are not involved in this legal case that's linked to this proposed settlement. Harvey Weinstein at all times has denied any wrongdoing, insisting that all of the encounters were consensual.
And what's been the reaction of his accusers?
Well, one of his accusers, actress Catherine Kendall, said she was disappointed with the terms of the settlement, but she said she'd agree to it because she didn't want to stop other accusers from receiving payouts. And other accusers have come out, and their lawyers have come out, and the sense seems to be that they are going to go for this deal because they think it's the best thing that's on offer and the best that they're going to get. A lawyer for another claimant said there was a sense that holding out for a better deal might have left the women empty-handed. She said they were in a weakened position because of previous court rulings and previous failed settlement efforts. Some of these lawsuits, Gavin, have been actually going on for about 2 years, and accusers have been disappointed in the past. There was once a promised victims compensation fund of $90 million. That has now dwindled to this current figure of $25 million. Now, not everybody's happy with this, and some of the lawyers have come out strongly objecting to it. Lawyers representing two of Harvey Weinstein's accusers issued a statement last night objecting to the terms of the settlement. They said the deal would pay too much to the lawyers and too little to the victims, and would protect the studio's insurers and boards from future claims. They said that while they don't begrudge any victims who want to settle, they object to any efforts to bind victims who want to hold Harvey Weinstein to account for his actions.
Harvey Weinstein is also facing criminal charges, Brian, and appeared in court yesterday. What happened?
Yeah, that's right. What we've been talking about so far, Gavin, is the civil cases against Harvey Weinstein. But yes, he's also facing criminal charges. Prosecutors have accused him of rape and sexual assault. The alleged offences involved two women and occurred in 2006 and 2013. He's due to go on trial for those offences on January 6th. But he appeared in court yesterday, and Harvey Weinstein looked frail as he appeared outside the courtroom. He was actually using a walking frame, and his lawyer said he was due to undergo back surgery this week. At yesterday's court hearing, the judge doubled Harvey Weinstein's bail from $1 million to $2 million following claims that he had tampered with his electronic ankle monitor. Prosecutors accused him of mishandling the tracking device, causing it to stop transmitting on dozens of occasions over the last 2 months. Now, Harvey Weinstein's lawyers disputed these claims. They insisted that he had not interfered with the ankle monitor and that the problems were technical glitches linked to dead batteries and poor cell phone reception.
Separately, Brian, the US House Judiciary Committee is debating the articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump. Tell us more.
Yeah, so this debate got underway last night. It's the House Judiciary Committee, the next step really in the impeachment process. This involves a debate of those articles of impeachment, the charges facing Donald Trump. Two separate articles, two separate charges, one of abuse of power, the other of obstruction of Congress. That debate got underway last night. It lasted for several hours with different members of the committee making their statements. The debate will resume later on today with all committee members getting their chance to speak. There will then be a vote at committee level to pass these articles of impeachment onto a full House vote that will possibly take place next week. The vote at committee level will pass along party lines, so there's no great surprise or no great expectation that it won't pass. That will mean there will be a full impeachment vote in the House possibly next week, and again, that will probably go along party lines.
That's our Washington correspondent, Brian O'Donovan. It's 7:20.